Thanks for joining us today. It's Current State on WKAR. What do Barbra Streisand and Tina Turner have in common with rock music acts like Toto, Joe Cocker, and Spinal Tap? C.J. Vanston, a keyboard player who hails from Williamston, has played with all of them. The highly regarded session musician was recently back in town, and he stopped by the Current State Studios to talk about his career and share some stories from a couple of decades of touring and recording with some of our biggest music stars.
I first got into the recording studio here in Lansing, at Lansing Sound. A guy named Glenn Brown, he's a legend in this town, pulled me into the studio. And, you know, he said, you should be working in the studio. So I moved to Chicago. All I wanted to be was a session musician. So I sat outside Dick Marks' studio every day with a stack of tapes, you know, demo tapes. And finally he says, kid, I'm going to give you a shot. I played my first session with him, and he said, you suck today, but you're going to be great, and I'm going to stand behind you. And he became my mentor.
An early believer. And he's also related to somebody our listeners would probably know.
The one and only Richard Marks.
He is Richard Marks' father.
He is.
And you ended up playing on Richard Marks' albums?
Well, yeah. His dad said, hey, my son's making a record. You should play on that. I said, well, I'd love to play on a record. And his son's like, with some jingle musician from Chicago? He said, well, give him a shot on one song. So I flew out to L.A., and the actual demo I did is the record. That's what you hear. It's basically all me and a nylon guitar on it, but it's my track, and it's called Right Here Waiting. You know, it was one of the biggest hits of the 80s. That was the first song I did in L.A. The floodgates opened. Phil Ramone started calling, and it was a really nice break. So I thank Dick for that and Richard.
Do you have a single most memorable project?
It's absolutely not possible. I mean,
what's the first one that comes to
mind?
Well,
Ringo. You know, Ringo told me so many great Beatles stories. We hung for a long time and had a lot of good meals and hangs. Dolly Parton comes to mind. She's just an incredible human being. I've spent about 7 months working with Dolly. That was fantastic. And then Joe Cocker. Hmm. I think those are the three that come to mind.
You told Keyboard Magazine a great story about recording with Barbra Streisand. Can you reshare that with our listeners?
Yeah, you know, they some track, I think it's on Back to Broadway is the record, and they had tried a bunch of different piano players on it to get a certain feel. And I sat down at the piano, and they had a video monitor on the side of the piano. I said, what's this? They said, well, it's the conductor. We recorded the orchestra. You're playing to the orchestra. There's a conductor. So I start playing, and this guy's wildly waving his arms back. And I said, turn that off. I cannot look at that. And they said, well, how are you going to play in time? I said, turn her up. I want to hear her breathe. And I look in the control room, and I just see her go, ah. She loved that I wanted to hear the singer, not watching the stupid conductor.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I saw you perform live. And I didn't know you at the time, but this was as part of the Spinal Tap Unwigged tour in, of all places, Cleveland, and most of our listeners know Spinal Tap. What was it like working with Christopher Guest and Michael McKean and Harry Shearer?
Well, that's been a 23-year experience, and that's one of the richest, you know, when you ask me to name a great project, there's so many there. First of all, just playing with Spinal Tap is, you know, one of the biggest gases you can ever have as a musician. Ask any musician, hey, you want to sit in with Spinal Tap? Where and when, you know? So when I got called to do a gig with them, I decided nobody else is ever going to get this gig. And that's what happened. And Chris started making movies. And I started doing the music for all his movies. And it's just been incredibly rewarding and obviously very funny the whole time. So
I'm embarrassed to admit this, but it may have taken me years to fully realize that most of those guys, and I can't be alone, but they're real musicians. I mean, they're absolute players.
You bet.
You know? Yeah.
You bet. And music historians, and you know, incredibly astute when it comes to, you know, the last 400 years of music.
Mm. Have you ever been in any of their movies?
I've been in all of Chris's movies. I have little cameos. Little walk-ons, or I play a piano player, or a big stretch for me was playing a smarmy band leader. That was actually not too far of a stretch, but But, you know, recently I got called to work on an Al Pacino movie to do some music for it, and he ended up showing up in the studio, and we hit it right off. I said, so you're singing on this. The movie's called Danny Collins. It was just out in the theaters. And I said, so you're singing on this project? And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm really intimidated. I've never been a singer. I said, let me ask you a question. Were you ever in the mafia? And he goes, no, why? I said, well, how the hell did you play Michael Corleone? Now you're a singer. Let's get over to the piano.
Yeah.
And he ended up asking me to be in the movie with him. And we actually did some improvising and some acting together.
Musician C.J. Vanston, a Williamston native, is our guest on Current State. He's a keyboard standout who's toured and recorded with some of our biggest music stars, Joe Cocker, Toto, Richard Marx, Spinal Tap, and on and on and on. Who's the most memorable person you've ever worked with aside from the music? I mean, just music aside, who's just the most interesting personality you feel you've ever encountered?
Go back to Dolly Parton again.
Really?
I mean,
now, what makes her rise to the top there? Why her?
Well, she's smart as hell. And we really hit it off the second we met, Dolly and I. And it was just, you know, she didn't take any crap from the label. She doesn't take any crap from anybody. Mm. So that freed up the whole thing. And very funny. Very, very funny woman, you know.
You referred to Joe Cocker. You played the iconic piano intro of You Are So Beautiful on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, though it's not you on the original recording. What a thrill it must have been to play that song.
Oh, yeah.
Iconic song, iconic piano
on parts. Valentine's Day, by the way.
Oh, really?
On Valentine's Day, yeah. And that was one of those performers. You know, Joe and I, we had a real link, a super link, and I could send music to him and watch him react. We really, you know, charged each other up and would build on that. And, you know, we opened Woodstock in 94. I toured, I don't know, 33 countries with Joe. Made 6, 7, 8 records with him.
Mm.
Amazing man. And the sweetest guy you'd ever want to meet.
Moving all the way up to the present, you're wrapping up a project here with a ferociously talented group, all known as Super Players, Toto. Can you tell us about that project?
Well, it's interesting because I'm back here in Lansing to play with all my brothers here. Lansing has some of the best musicians on planet Earth, by the way. I'm going to do my little Lansing spiel. I mean, we got Detroit's soul town, Chicago's blues town, Lansing's right in between. It's got the funk factor. And so I came back to do a benefit with all these guys. And we used to play Toto all the time. Yeah, this is back in 1970, blah, 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 whatever. And so as I worked my way up through the ranks as a studio musician, these guys are the top studio musicians in the world, period. So I got to know them and eventually worked my way into writing with Steve Lukather, and I produced two of his records. The band heard what I did. They loved it, asked me to go on the road and record their live DVD, Live in Poland, which I did. And then they asked me to produce this new record, Toto 14. And it's, honest to God, it's like being on one knee and getting the sword.
You must have had your own band, though, at least back in the day. I mean, you've said you always wanted to be a studio player, a session player, but, I mean, back in the day, you must have had your own bands, and you dreamed of having your own band, or
I was never the leader, but I mean, I was in a lot of bands. I was in a band with Jerry Goodman, who was the violinist from The Flock, and then Mahavishnu Orchestra, and we had a ferocious band in Chicago for, I don't know, about 8 years. I'm doing a record right now with Skunk Baxter, Jeff Baxter. He was in
Steely Dan,
Doobie Brothers, and so we're going to do a band with that. That's going to be a band, and then next year, I'm going to finally do my own solo record. So,
really?
Yeah.
Your first ever solo album? How many songs have you written?
Oh, my God. It's going to make me cry because when I put it on the scale of how much I've made for my songwriting.
A little discrepancy there.
It's got to be over 300, you know, 400.
As a session player, have you ever wished you got more recognition? You're kind of the guy in the background who makes all kinds of important things,
you know,
happen. But
I never did. And then the last few years, I've started to get more recognition because of some keyboard magazine, Mix Magazine. And I've seen how much easier that's made my career because the quality projects, I've always gotten work by word of mouth. But the stuff that's happened from getting the recognition, now I look back yes, I would have liked more recognition.
If you could magically inhabit the body of another musician and simply experience what it's like to play like Elton John or Stevie Wonder or some other musician that you really admire, who would you choose to be for 4 minutes?
Keith Jarrett. Or Keith Emerson. Keith Emerson is the Jimi Hendrix. He's my Jimi Hendrix as a keyboard player. But Keith Jarrett is sublime and just on a whole other level. He's probably the best musician I've ever seen of any instrument.
How often do you get back to Michigan?
Not enough, you know. I mean, I got my family here. Work gets busy, and that's not a good enough excuse.
It's a long ways away.
But really, we're going to start doing this reunion every year. With the band, the Sweet Energy, it was called Lansing Cats Reunite for Dogs, and we to support the Humane Society here at the Whiskey Barrel. I was in a band with Ronnie Hernandez. It was called Sweet Energy, and we got the whole band.
The Ones.
That was Danny.
Danny Hernandez.
Ronnie was in the Ones. Very good. Wow. So I'll be back here every year at least.
We want to stay in touch with you, C.J. Vanston, a Williamston native. We've been talking about his fascinating career in music. And it's a career that started way back in Williamston and Saginaw. Thank you.
Sure did. Hey, it's a pleasure being here.